A new effort to get kids to drink more milk has school districts around the country switching from paper to plastic. Containers, that is. Forget about those old-fashioned cardboard boxes with those hard-to-open spouts and soggy bottoms. Plastic bottles are what's hot on school lunch trays, and they've got more kids reaching for the milk. If you have to spend time in school lunchrooms, maybe there's a preference. Joining us now from his home in Illinois is Grant Prentice, Executive Vice President of Marketing for the National Dairy Council, one of the groups behind this image update. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
So is it that kids don't like the cardboard containers or that they prefer the plastic bottle?
I think it's probably better to say that they prefer the plastic bottle. And as part of the experiment that we did and the changes that we're trying to make, the other choices that come in that plastic bottle, when it's a larger size that an older child might prefer, or else strawberry, chocolate, banana, coffee, other flavors that are available to them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the packaging and the entire offering that make it a competitive choice relative to all those other things that are available to kids in schools today.
And does simply switching from the cardboard carton to the plastic bottle get the kids to drink more milk?
It does get the kids to drink more milk. We have seen both in schools and also in other food service operations where you make the bottle or the package easier to open, easier to drink from, more kids will choose milk, and of the milk that is chosen, more kids will drink that and actually consume it.
Why?
I think it's because it's easier for children to open, especially younger children, and it's also easier for them to drink out of the carton. I think the other thing that's important for people to understand is that in most school lunch programs today, children only have about 20 or 30 minutes to eat. So if you're standing in a lunch line for 5 minutes and then sit down, you only have a limited amount of time to consume the food that that you've chosen.
And you don't want to waste a lot of it wrestling with that cardboard container.
Exactly.
Did the cardboard container give milk a bad image amongst kids?
I don't think that it helped. I think one of the things that we've come to understand is that especially sitting next to those other competitive choices in schools, which now include sodas and vending machines and many other types of beverages, having something sitting in a paperboard carton isn't necessarily the most appealing choice. And when you put it in a more contemporary package that looks better, feels better in your hand, is easier to open and easier to drink from, that's a step in the right direction. And a step that's important, especially within the National School Lunch Program, where people are trying to teach children what those smart nutritional choices are, which is even more important given the obesity crisis that we have here in America.
Mm-hmm. You'd think that if this plastic bottle was that much better, its influence would not be limited to the school lunchroom.
That's absolutely right, and it isn't. We have seen food service operators such as the Wendy's company and also McDonald's shift from the cardboard carton and usually a single flavor choice, plain milk, to plastic packaging and multiple flavor choices that they are offering to children, and have seen a similar response in that more, both actually adults and kids, are picking milk when it's offered in this more contemporary package.
So sales are going up?
Definitely, by tenfold.
Tenfold?
Yes.
So that makes the dairy producers pretty happy, I would think.
It does make the dairy producers very happy, and also makes those food service operators and other school food service operators happy as well. One of the things that we saw in school food service was when you take your beverage service, which is essentially milk, and you improve the quality of the packaging that it's delivered in, more kids will come and participate in the entire lunch program. In secondary schools, we saw a 5% increase there, which in the world of school food service is a fairly big number.
Yet there must be some costs associated with the switch in packaging.
There absolutely are, and that is an important thing for everyone to realize. There is an additional per unit cost associated with going from a paperboard package to a plastic package, and it is an operationally at first, especially a more complicated thing for a fluid milk processor to do. There's some investment that needs to be there, made there, and processors are doing that, and schools are doing that, but as with most change, it takes time.
Mm-hmm. And we should point out the Dairy Council sponsored this research, but your interest is in selling more milk, not plastic or paperboard.
That's exactly right. Our interest is in definitely selling more milk, and I think it's also important to understand that the study that we did at first with schools was sponsored both by the National Dairy Council and by the School Nutrition Association, which is the association that represents school food service operators. So there was a common interest there in doing a better job and finding out if this was a significant improvement in delivering milk to kids in schools, and indeed it is.
Grant Prentice, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Grant Prentice, Executive Vice President of Marketing for the National Dairy Council. We caught up with him at his home in suburban Chicago. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.